15, and partly cloudy tomorrow. Southwest around 15 knots, higher in gusts. Be some showers, I think. And Friday swings all the way around to the southeast, partly cloudy and the showers as well. Okay, well, good morning, everybody. We're going to start off again with the big picture. Now, as of dinner time last night, there were official gale warnings issued for this area, bounded by 19 and 174 east, down to 23 and 175 east, over to 20 and 177 west, and down to 22 and 177 west. So winds to 40 knots. That's a four. One, two, three, four. 40 knots. So this pretty much delineates actually the location of the tropical depression, which was centered over the Lau group, moving toward Tonga. Now four troughs extended from this depression, sort of like wagon wheel spokes. One extends northwest to near Rotuma and on to the Solomons. The next one north over Futuna and then on to Tuvalu. The third one northeast towards Samoa and the Northern Cooks. The fourth east over Tonga and the Southern Cooks. And lastly, at dinner, our quasi-stationary front lies wide along to the front wide. Anyway, 20 to 22 south and from 175 east to 170 west. Then it arcs southeast and it goes down to 23 and 155 west. So that's quasi-stationary front. And again, those are very slow moving, less than 5 knots. Now, 500 millibar winds are from the northwest, about 70 knots. This is going to help drive the depression fairly quickly, at first to the east, and then southeast. And quite frankly, thank heavens for that, that we have that kind of upper wind. The jet stream, by the way, is helping as well. This depression is a pretty nasty piece of work. It's little, but it's got quite a little punch. So, this morning, here is the situation. The low is centered over Tonga. It still has the four troughs, a little bit different this time. One to Rotuma, then on to the Santa Cruz Islands. One north toward Futuna, and actually Wallace. Another one over Samoa, and the fourth one east over Niue, and then on to the Southern Cooks. And then finally, our quasi-stationary front runs pretty much from Tonga Tapu to 23 and 165 west. So there's a lot of troughing. We've got the tropical low sitting up there. It's quite a bit of activity. Now the sea conditions show about 4 meters near Minerva Reef, 5 meters north of there, and 6 meters just south of the Southern Lau and Tonga. Now, those on passage near 30 South, I think we've heard the reports, but basically easterlies about 15 to 20. At 25 South, east to east southeast, about 25 knots. But if you're near 170 West, 30 to 40 knots. At 23 South, I'm seeing southeast to 20, south of Fiji, and southeast 30, south of Tonga, and up to 40 knots, just a few degrees to the east. That's 40 knots. Now, by Thursday, around lunchtime, the depression will move quite quickly to about 25 and 157 west.
There's a report from South Minerva that's just come in.
Oh, okay. We just got a report from South Minerva where we see east-southeast 25 to 30, 50% cloud cover, and looks like showers, gusts, barometer 1015, and that's thanks to Jan on Elcyon. Thank you very much. It's good to get an eyeball condition there. Well, that's fairly close to the model, so I'm happy to see that. Okay, we're shifting now a little bit closer to home. On Thursday, tomorrow, we see a weak low in the Tasman, and that's extending a front north to Nuuk'au and Vanuatu, where up there it appears weak and quite diffuse. A small secondary, I think, is going to form on this front just northwest of New Zealand. Now, winds from New Zealand then to 25 south will become northeasterlies, but up near Fiji and Tonga, east-southeast to southeast, around 1.5 knots. Now, by Friday, this little low and frontal band will reach New Zealand and start to move off Saturday and Sunday time frame. And that is possibly the start of the next window. However, the next depression, on or about 3 June, sends a front north. So that means winds from New Zealand to Fiji are going to be northeast. That's not very nice, is it? In fact, that's quite discouraging. However, the good news, perhaps, is that it's going to move through fairly quickly. Certainly by 5 June, it'll be out of the way. That's Queen's birthday, isn't it, Chief? Yeah, right around Queen's birthday. So then the winds are going to return to a favorable condition. So if you do leave, you're going to have to deal with that rather weak front. You're probably willing to do that at this point in time. I don't know. But, you know, it's really funny. Queen's birthday, years ago, that was the time people left here. A few hardy types left early. But nobody really went until about this time. Shows you how things change more in people's minds. The weather hasn't changed that much. Okay, let's move to the islands. Starting with Tonga, we've got gale warnings in effect, needless to say, while our depression lies pretty much over the group. Now, there's also a heavy rain warning, and there is a flash flood advisory in effect. So whoever happens to be wandering ashore, and you're near any of these streams, just be very, very careful. Now, the low is going to move eastward, as we've been talking about, away from the group later today. The winds, though, are still pretty strong. For the Hapais, Tongatapu, gale force winds to 45 knots. That's a 45 knots. Heavy rain, severe squalls, and thunderstorms. Now, my experience in these thunderstorms, you could very easily and momentarily reach 50 to 60 knots. May only be a few seconds, but these downbursts are quite nasty, and if you have any sail up whatsoever, likely to get shredded. So anyway, put a strain on the anchor anyway. In addition, expect a damaging swell from the south to southeast. You heard the height of the sea conditions, so not very pleasant out there. Well, they're all coming ashore, and not very good. Now, Babao fares a little bit better, being a little bit further north. I see northwest winds today, 25 to 30 knots. Now, Thursday, tomorrow, the chain sees a shift to the southeast, and I believe about 20 to 25 knots. And then Friday looks like east-southeast to about 20 knots. So you can see that the low has moved off, and things are trying to return to more or less normal trades. Now, Fiji continues with a strong wind warning today. Satellite imagery this morning shows the depression well to the east of the group. It shows it, it shows lingering cloud over the Lau and some other bits of Fiji. Most of the cloud is over Tonga. The winds this morning, though, for Fiji, I see mostly southeast to 20 knots, 25 knots over the Lau. The winds will probably ease as the day wears on. Still southeast 20 over the Lau, but maybe 15 to 20 toward the western parts of the group. Tomorrow looks pretty good. Southeast winds 15 to 20. I would expect a few clouds and isolated showers. Now, Vanuatu. Satellite imagery shows cloud Well, over the central waters, the northern and the southern groups look fairly clear. That can change, but that's what it was this morning. So in general, we'll call partly cloudy today for Vanuatu. Brief showers, getting hot to the north, 33 degrees for Luganville. Now, seas are still around 2.5 meters in the open waters, 3 meters near Anishim, and a little bit further south of Anishim, 4 meters. Winds fairly light throughout the chain, southeast to east southeast, about 10 to 15 knots. Moving to Nukau, I see both sun and cloud in the southern lagoon. Winds mostly there from the northeast, and that includes Ile-de-Pin, 10 to 15 knots. Now, tomorrow, the winds are going to be light and variable. They'll be about 5 to 10. We'll see some cloud, probably due to the New Zealand trough extension, and there'll be a chance of isolated showers. On Friday, I think southeasterlies will be dominant. Partly cloudy conditions and isolated showers, and probably east-southeast about 15 to 20. The loyalties see quite a bit of rain from that trough on Saturday. Actually, quite a bit of rain there. Okay, now for the yacht or yachts heading to Tahiti or maybe Riva Bay, by midnight Thursday, the depression over Tonga is going to be near 27 and 158 west. So if you're near, at the moment, near 30 to 32 south and about 170 west, now's the time to make some strategic plans, I think. Now, it's tempting to start to head for the destination because the winds are a quite beautiful southeast for the next couple of days. As you head further north. That's very, very tempting. We've been there, though, and that's almost like a sucker hole in an airplane. I think it would be better, this isn't advice, but I think if it were us, we would stay to the south, continue going east, and then at the appropriate time, make a quick shift to the left and make for the destination. And the reason for that is the winds could very easily go east and a little bit north of east. So if you make your break too soon, you're going to have it on the nose, and that's no fun. So there you go. That's my opinion. Any questions, comments, complaints? No, we don't take complaints. Here's the chief.
Sorry, I checked the microphone. There was somebody, a male voice, go ahead. Okay, swell conditions for Minerva. And unfortunately, Jan didn't tell us about the swell at South Minerva. But let me pass it back to give you the swell conditions because they are quite sporty. And by the way, there's going to be quite a few people at Minerva, so given the conditions, please, there's a lot of space. Please use it. Here's David.
Well, I believe it's going to be around 4 meters. 4 meters. I don't think any higher than that. The bigger swells are to the north and to the east. And as the low, tracks to the southeast, well, we may have another day of, say, about 4 meters, but then it will start to go down. And many yachts have been in Minerva with those kind of conditions. Those of you who have never been to Minerva, and I don't want to sound condescending here because you're all experienced, but the real secret to high winds and big seas in Minerva is a lot of scope. Doesn't do any good in the chain locker, so get it all out. And you'll be fine. I don't see any problem there. Coming in the pass, that just has to be timed. But boats have come in with swells that high. Probably there will be boats that are already in there. In fact, we know there are because we just got a report.
That's
ideally, get on your VHF and get a little bit of a report before you come in. Do not come in at night, please. And you should be okay. Over.
All right, we think you've got that. It's a very poor copy there. And I'm just going to get David to clarify a little bit. Astarte are confused about the dates. They thought they heard June 3 or 4 for the next front, but they see May 31 for the next low over North Cape. So David can sort that one out. Shainu up there and Vinua Balavu reporting southeast 1.5, 60% cloud cover, and a rising bar of 1.008. Good morning, Jonathan and Donna. Okay, is there any other question? Tika, good morning to you. I haven't actually plotted where you are.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. Just a bit of a question, David. Well, if you're heading northeast into, I think it's dropping at the low, as it appears, are we likely to see more left well from our current situation?
Okay, hang on. I'll just.
I didn't get it.
Okay, he was looking at something else. I'm just going to tell him where Tika is. Tika is at 2.6 and 17647 east. They've currently got 3 metre swell. They're heading 019 northeast in direction from there. Are they likely to get more or less swell? It's already 3 metres.
Well, yes, the swell does get higher as you get closer, but again, all of that whole area is moving southeast. So if you're Star Trek and can suddenly transport yourself to the north, yes, it would be much higher. But as you take your time going north, that whole area of higher sea and swell is going to come down. So basically, it's just take your time. As you work your way north. You're going to, I forgot, Fiji or Tonga? Over?
Tonga.
Yeah, well, the low is over Tonga. The seas are over 6 meters right now south of Tonga. So you can see for yourself. But you're quite a bit south. And if you just keep, I know you're a fast boat, but I wouldn't use that speed. I would just take my time. I think by the time you get up there, things will have subsided considerably, and you should be in pretty good shape.